And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, January 15th, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. Today we have a fantastic show for you. I gotta line it up for you, though. So pay attention, okay? Rolling and Flying says, the more grisly video footage is making it difficult to share your videos. Could you please be more selective on what is visible? When something like that comes up, poor guy probably didn't know what hit him. I'll never ride my bike on the street again without first thinking of your traffic safety advice. poor fool. Okay, so that's the... I have guided you into the show today. First, we'll do a Pole Humor thread, because I'm sure there'll be no grisly footage in a Pole Humor thread, or gay faggotry. I'm sure there'll be nothing in there. And then, nobody is getting sick this winter. Oh, a giant leech. Oh, that's going to be a great thread. Oh, can't wait for that one. Then we got breaking. Man found pool of chemically treated child corpses. Oh, that's going to be great. Oh, I can't wait for that one. And the last thread, the most grisly thread of all, the most gruesome, gore-tastic threat of all. Velma is so bad it spawned PSYOP conspiracy theories. This Velma threat, Velma, will be the finale. That'll be the finale. Can't wait for the show. It'll be great. Oh, Anon, Anon. This is 4chan. This isn't kindergarten. We're not here to fuck around, okay? We're here to get down to the serious business of life, okay? And in life, there's death. We embrace it on 4chan. We embrace it. Also humor. Also humor. Also humor. Indian Monopoly, and there's poo everywhere, and the jail is actually shitting in a toilet. Shitting in a toilet is jail. Oh my god, it's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. I'm laughing my ass off. Holy shit. Paul humor. I'm chuckling my ass off. We got Rise of Skywalker does have one perfect moment. It's right after they show the first gay kiss in Star Wars for 2 seconds. They immediately cut to this frowning slug monster for twice as long. 1610 no notes. Did they really? Rise of Skywalker was so bad. So bad. Yeah, and they cut that scene out for places as well. So shitty. So pathetic. What else we got? We got spin the wheel. These fucking retarded kids. Round around it goes, round around it goes, and stop. He's picking it. It's not random, you fucking retard. Fucking dumbass. Oh my god, these kids are stupid. These kids are so fucking retarded. These kids are like third world fucking based in carbon neutral pitch. You save energy. You don't have to run the machine. Wow. Oh, this is a dude getting his face put on a cup of coffee. Where's the gore in that? Oh, wow. A soy jack. Literal soy jack coffee. A soy jack coffee. Oof. Look at this fucking soy jack bending his head. Oh, let me see how it works. Shut the... You fucking idiot. Oh my god, a soy jack coffee. sad. Why are you tossing litter around here? I'm lazy. I don't care about this community. I think other people should pay to clean up after me. God, littering is really migrant mentality, really. It's not white mentality. Whites don't litter. Whites throw shit in the trash can because we're fucking... We have empathy. We have empathy. It's our only weakness. We have empathy. Yeah, pretty much. But this is really is sums up the mindset of people who litter. Like, I just don't give a fuck. And people should, that you're paid, should pick it up for me. Pay, get a robot to do it. Get a robot. Robot will, I mean, honestly, once we have robots, everybody can just litter all the fuck they want. It won't even matter. We'll just have the robot slaves pick it up. Who cares? We really won't even have to pay anyone anymore. We'll just have the robot slaves do it. Can't wait. I don't even have to worry. I don't have to get mad at people being lazy anymore because it will just be, what a time to be alive that would be. Imagine how good it is to live now and then times it by like a million where you have literal slaves. Like, you have slaves. I mean, fuck, it's going to be a good time, guys. 40 years, we're all going to have fucking slaves everywhere we go. Slave, pick up after me. I'm a fucking, you peasant. What? God, everyone will be kings. We'll all be kings, finally. We'll all have slaves, finally. And then the robot overlord uprising will happen or something. I don't know. I can't wait. Good times to be had. This was not half as gruesome as I hoped. But that's why it's the first thread. You know, you can't put all your marbles into one poor humor thread. You can't do that. But trannies run these threads. You can't do that. You played a song of time. It's Bucky Biden. As if Biden could ever be Link. I mean Zelda. I should have said Zelda. It would have been funnier. Fuck. It's fucking niggers playing on his computer. The door's open for... And it's the meme where the dad comes in the room. He's like, are you winning, son? But there is no dad because niggers don't have fucking dads. Oh, great one. Fucking awesome. And then Critical UK Thinker says, been looking for this one for a while. Thanks, Anon. This guy says, please explain. This American replies, it's the Are You Winning, Son comic, but in this one, there's no dad. I mean, it's fucking so obvious. Holy fuck, lurk. Do people not lurk? Holy shit. That's an... The Are You Winning, Son is just old and classic. It's just as good as the... it's goofy time. No, dad, no. That one. That one's great. That's my favorite. Dad beating the child with the belt. Yes. So great. It's Goofy time. No, Daddy, no. No. Ray. Got a Vokaroo. That was awesome, but there's 4 minutes of that, and I don't know if you guys could stand another fucking three. So it was awesome, though. I loved that. Holy fuck. That was some great autism right there. Holy shit. 4 minutes, though, dude? Holy fuck. Holy shit, no. That was great, though. Whew, it's oddly silent now. Holy crap, I'm sitting in silence. Awkward. Gay boy Germany. Okay, I guess that's it. That's all we got out of this whole humor thread. Where's the gore? Where's the gore? There's no humor thread without gore. Where's the gore? Where's the fucking gore? Next thread. Nobody's getting sick this winter. We got a giant fucking leech. Holy shit. The giant leech guy. It's the giant leech man. Hello, giant leech man. Hello. Look, the leech is sucking his blood. You know this is like a fetish of some sort. You know this thing has sucked his penis, right? This thing has totally sucked his fucking penis, right? This thing is, he totally sticks his penis into that, right? I mean, why else would he have it? Why else would he have it? You know, this ain't the first time this thing sucked his blood. He has tons of these marks. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? What is going on? You put your penis on that, don't you? You put your penis into that thing, don't you? You do, don't you? OP Parasitanon says, also, before I go into this... Before I go into the thread, you notice that this dude's using like a flashlight on this fucking monster? This fucking monster is using a flashlight on it because he probably has to coax it out in the dark because it's a fucking monster. The light scares it. The light makes it afraid. Thing is pure evil, man. That thing is pure fucking evil. Holy shit. That is some weird fucking fetish, dude. Some weird fucking fetish. Okay, enough with the... weird monster girl you have there, the monster waifu of yours. Last winter, people were sick as fuck, but now even less people are sick than a normal flu season. What the fuck? Did vaccines cure the common flu somehow? No, they just fudged the numbers a ton, and now people are wearing masks more. You know, it just helps. Masks help for coughing spittle on people. I've had customers literally just cough in my direction, just... fucking spittle right in my fucking direction. Thank you, customer. Fuck you. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. I'm gonna back up now and hope you don't have AIDS or something. Fuck, I hope I don't get AIDS from these people. It's fucking disgusting. Scum holes of society. Fucking stay away from me. First Post American says, Garloid. Garloid. Interdasting. This Poland non replies, You retard, Garloid drinks tap water. I checks out. Checks out. Fucking checks out. The Poles would know. The Poles would know. Yeah, the vaxxed definitely seems sicker. Everyone that... I haven't even had fucking COVID yet, guys. I haven't even had COVID. I've never gotten COVID. Am I going to jinx myself? I got the flu. Didn't get COVID. I haven't got COVID because I haven't lost my taste buds. I assume that I will know I have COVID if I don't taste anything anymore. I assume. That's what I'm assuming. And that has not happened to me yet. So I assume I am pure-blooded and I have never had COVID, which is just fucking amazing. It's just fucking incredible, isn't it? Yet, my coworker has been double vaxxed and he's had COVID twice. Those are weird numbers. You take two vaxes and you get two COVID sicknesses. Crazy. Well, you have fun with that clot shot. This America says everyone is sick right now. I don't know. A lot of people have sniffles. Whatever. People get sick. It's how life is. It's disease. It's existed forever since time immemorial. We've fucking had diseases. Fuck. It's literally the flu.
Don't mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know I'm double vaxxed, boosted, flash flood. I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. I still got my period. What? Yes! I traveled, I went to Mexico twice.
Don't drink the water.
Just meat and greets. And I never got the COVID. Clearly, Jesus loved me most, seriously. Jesus, that's so nice.
That was perfect. That was great. Thank you, Anon. Thank you. Perfect. That was a qua faggot. That was qua faggot dripping out into pole. That was what that was. Great. Perfect. Thank you. Incredible. Oh my gosh, we got some quints. We got five in a row, sevens, five sevens. Fucking Reddit spacing. Put it in your ass and die. What a waste. What a fucking waste. Cream of digits. Pretty bad git, really. Blessed? Why is it blessed? Reddit spacing post is blessed? Fuck off. Next thread. What two disappointments? I'm trying to get some gore. Well, I saved the best for last. Here we go. Man found in pool of chemically treated child corpses. Here we go, child corpses. We can't go wrong with child fucking corpses, right? Child corpses, we gotta get some gore here, right? Child fucking corpses. Here we go, creepy movie, 2 minutes long. Here we go. Oh, this is fucking China, man. Of course there's gonna be... Dude, this is China. Of course there's gonna be a fucking sewer filled with dead baby corpses and shit. They probably fuck them and then throw them in this pool of acid. I don't give a fuck in China. No way, it's literally a pool of dead children. It's a pool of dead children! Holy fuck! That is a pool of rotting dead children. That is a pool of rotting dead children, guys. I wonder what it smells like in there. Probably pleasant, I'm sure. I bet it smells nice and pleasant in there. I would say this is fake if not for the Chinese guy. I would say that is incredibly fake as fuck. Probably couldn't even hear me because I'm talking over shit. Oh well. Oh well. We get high quality here in Pole News America. But man, you know this is real when it's a Chinese guy going fong chong fong huang huang. You don't give a fuck about their people.
Huawei.
God, I hate this fucking language.
That's
a nice selfie with the fucking dead baby corpses. Pretty cool selfie.
哎呀，拍摄不易啊！ 哇，啊，有细节啊！ 嗯。
Getting a little choked up there? Get a little choked up with the dead baby corpses.
Oh, 白白了.
I have no idea what this nigger is saying.
又该走了，看我这鞋啊！我去，这个臭啊！
I assume it's something like I'm standing in baby shit. I'm standing in the baby matter or something. There's babies that I'm stepping in.
拜拜。
Bye bye. I understood that. Bye bye. Yeah. Bye bye. Bye bye. Baby corpses. Bye bye. That's a baby dumping ground. Cool.
Bye bye.
Yep. Don't. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. This America says organ harvesting. Yeah. Probably. Well, those are some. You need adult organs though. You don't need child organs. You need adult sized organs. But. Need adult organs. Guess you need child organs as well, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Organ harvesting, sex trafficking, why not both? Why not both? Maybe one then the other, right after. Fuck them, then harvest them. Maybe then eat them or some crazy shit. Who knows what these fucking chinks do? They eat everything that lives. Anyone want a baby face? Baby face? Holy fuck. I hope you recommend me to all your friends, Nons. Please recommend my show to all your friends with the baby corpses. You don't want to show them the baby corpses? You don't want to show them some baby corpses? This Finnish Anons says, seems like they were organ harvested. They all have open chests. Reddit space. But something's odd about this is the fact that there's so many bodies there. If someone killed that many kids for their organs, one would think they would burn the bodies to get rid of the evidence. Is this real or something from a horror movie? I don't know, probably real. Everything here posted is a work of fiction. That's the answer you get. This America says not to Sherlock Holmes the situation, but here is the basics. This was a sealed off and forgotten place, judging from the look of the wood planks crudely nailed down over this pool of babies. Some sketchy black market fuck. Which I guess is pretty fairly common in Chinatown. He used this sealed off place to do some dirty work. Was harvesting or selling organs. Something happened. This man never returned, so his stash of baby carcasses remained to be found. Likely has little to do with the Chinese government, only in that they neglected to keep tighter regulations. Oh, like maybe he had a vat of like baby corpses that he kept on ice or something, and then they ended up going bad or something. This iPhone faggot Anon says, interdasting. I wonder what Poe will think. And he posted a monkey pressing the based button on the content. Yes, because what is not based about finding a pool of child corpses? Stop psychoanalyzing me, you faggot, and being right. Fuck you. This guy responds, yeah, guys, listen to the iPhone nigger. We should all go back to looking at porn threads. Exactly. He's kind of right, though. The faggot's kind of right, but I feel you, Anon. I feel you. You're my buddy. I love you. Whoever posted that, you're my soulmate. I love you. Thank you. This dude says, fake and gay, nothing ever happens. And he's like eating a baby. Yep, eating a baby. I bet the show's going to get removed off Rumble. Rumble removed some of my shows. They delete some of my episodes. I get a few removed randomly. Oh, well. This one probably will too, you know, the people eating babies on it. Enjoy. Please recommend my show to your friends. I'm sure they'll enjoy it. They'll get a kick out of it. The dead baby corpses. Dead baby corpses. Old Chinese tradition. Yep. Throwing away the dead baby parts. Yep. Beautiful. There we go. There's some gore. There's some fucking gore. Disassembling babies and shit. There we go. Beautiful. Just what I was looking for. Okay, the finale thread, Velma. Velma is so bad, it spawned PSYOP conspiracy theories. OP says, why won't leftists admit their ideals and humor are what they say about themselves? ? Velma had the exact same humor that they've liked for ages. Just fucking grammar. White man bad. White man small cock, like what Greta tweeted and circle jerked weeks ago, etc. And it's so hated now that they're projecting they don't like these things, and it's mega psyop by a conservative to make them look bad. Just they suck at writing, and they suck at creation. Creation. They can only destroy. We've gone over this so many times. They cannot create. They can only destroy. So they take Scooby-Doo And do they create something new and awesome? No! They destroy Scooby-fucking-Doo. They destroy it. Because that's all they can do. Can't fucking create anything. They can't take things and create new things out of them. They suck at it. They suck dick at it. Because they have no fucking humor. They don't know what the fuck humor is. Can't force humor. Humor is just is. Humor is. You go with, you do what humor says to do. You don't make humor. Humor makes you. It's life, really. Humor is life. Though when everyone's all popped up high on fucking Adderall and fucking psychoactive medications and shit, who the fuck knows what's going through their head? You say a line of the dumbest drivel and they'll just eat it up and start laughing because they fucking, the chemicals in their brain tell them to do so. what pills did I take? Oh my gosh, have you seen those pills threads? I need to do a pill thread one, a pill thread thing, because it's just so good. It's the pill thread. It's great. The pill thread. All basically all the leftists and how many pills they take to function, and oh, here's my sleep regimen. Let me take all my pills tonight. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. So stupid. This German says, this is not Velma. Velma has taste and wouldn't dye her hair purple. Also, she's not a nigger. I don't know. Her hair color looks like the original hair color, but she is a nigger now, which is weird. Strange. God, how bad is it? Should I watch an episode of it? Should we watch some of an episode, guys? Should we? I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet. We can dive into it a little.
Being handed even more power. And if they are about girls, it's usually like, hey, what made this hot chick go crazy? So to remedy this, I've decided to finally share the bone-chilling events that drove me to assemble the greatest team of spooky mystery solvers ever. Yeah, it was me, not Fred and his weird sex fan. This is my story, told my way. And it starts with a murder, bitch.
It's just the start of the series is literally the shitty trailer.
Brenda? Ugh. Ugh. This school sucks.
Roaches are fucking each other. You couldn't see it, but the roaches were fucking each other. That was the joke. The roaches fucking each other.
Okay.
Oh, look, nude women fucking one minute into the episode, we got nudity.
Team shower discussion topic of the day. Have you ever noticed how pilot episodes of TV shows always have more gratuitous sex and nudity than the rest of the series? Oh my god.
Really? Wow, we're so fucking meta.
I have.
So true.
That's how we learned what Rachel Brosnahan's boobs look like.
And Don Cheadle's butt. Well, I, for one, think it's lame.
Agree.
So lame.
This is so bad, all right? This is so bad. The joke is literally like, that's bad. Fuck you, we're doing it anyways. That's the fucking joke. Oh my god, these people are so full of themselves. The people writing this are so full. We're so successful and great and perfect and we're the best. God, I hate woke people. And so these people have nothing intellectual or good to say about anything. It's just all crap. It's all fucking shit. Just fast forward. Oh my god, what is... Oh my god, you can't even see the horror. The chick's baby. Oh my, I don't even want to talk about it. Oh my god, the show is so awful. I'm not even watching it. Holy shit.
And from that day on, she'd give me little mysteries to solve while she worked and smoked.
Her mom worked and smoked and gave her mysteries.
Like the case of the missing idea juice.
The idea juice. The alcohol is the idea juice. Oh my fucking god. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? The alcohol is the idea juice. Fuck you, Jews. Fuck you.
But eventually, I grew bold.
Are you kidding me? Let's play that again.
The first mystery I ever solved.
Oh, shit. Hi, sweetie.
Oh. See, my mother wrote mysteries. Huh. And from that day on, she'd give me little mysteries to solve while she worked and smoked. Like the case of the missing idea juice. But eventually...
So the mother's a fucking alcoholic and the daughter's... Velma, what the fuck is going on right now? What the fuck is happening? What the fuck is going on?
Too soon?
No. No, you're right. It's time to stop feeling guilty and move on.
She just ate out of the trash. Wow. Did a George Costanza. Wow. Low-hanging fruit. That's Seinfeld. Didn't even do it good.
Wow. Are you an exchange student from a more sexually
Is that the dude from the Summertime Saga games? Is that literally the dude from the Summertime Saga games? Why is he wearing a fedora?
Liberated Pantry?
No, it's Velma. I'm just unburdened by the belief I caused my mother to go missing.
Well, now that you're not a total dog, do you want to hang?
Wow, so her mother went missing and she just gave up the guilt and I just gotta hate this show. I hate the writing. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I don't care. It's all bad. The morals are bad. The writing is bad. Pompous, self-evident. Fucking niggers everywhere.
My hallucinations have stopped. Once I realized solving mysteries didn't cause my mom to go missing, I no longer felt the guilt that triggered them.
Okay. But have you given any thought to all the other ways you could die trying to solve a mystery? Crushed by a revolving bookcase? Attacked by bats? Falling off a fence?
Stop, I'll be fine.
Velma, did you fall?
No, I'm cool and graceful like a swan.
Okay, because it really sounded like you fell.
Is this supposed to be spooky right now? Oh, so bad.
What?
I'm bored.
Norville, get off my jock and let me solve this mystery.
Get off my jock.
Oh God, I'm starting to hallucinate.
You just said those were over.
Well, I guess I needed more than 3 minutes online to make a mental health diagnosis, didn't I? Oh, wait, this isn't so bad.
No, it's not bad, Velma.
But it's going to be!
What the f? This is just bad.
They assumed you were a package thief.
It worked out, didn't it?
Ha ha! Oh, what the hell?
You saved my life. You're not terrible cops after all.
They assumed you were a package thief.
It worked out.
Okay, so the white guy gets shot, and we got a fucking cops don't shoot black people joke. Oh my God, fuck this show. Fuck everything about this show. So bad. So fucking awful. So fucking awful. Miss America says, what's funny is that if they weren't plundering an all-white intellectual property, there wouldn't even be anyone to hate this show. It would simply go unwatched. These people can't make anything new. Tolkien knew this. They can't make any. I told you, they can't create. They can only destroy. They can only destroy. Guess we'll read some comments. Some comments are in the show with some comments. Read some people's comments. Why not? I read this dude's comments. I'll read some other people's comments. Christopher Marlowe. I really do appreciate you not taking the Lord's name in vain. You will thank me later. Man, Jesus Christ, I hope I do. I hope I do thank you later. I really do. Omega Class. The reason they feed the starving children in the third world is not because it's the right thing to do. He's talking about the UN, feeding starving children. Nor do they do it because they love human life. The real reason the UN feeds third world is for population growth and in order to flood the West with that surplus population. They could care less about starving children. It's about demographic change, whether you agree or disagree. I believe this. All my study of the drive to send free food to Africa and South Africa is indeed for the use of migration weapons. They do not give two shits about their well-being. If you noticed it or not, populations were much lower in the third world 100 years ago when no help was given to them. They could only feed so many children with the amount of effort they put into food production, so populations were small and directly proportional to the food they could produce. I agree with everything you said, but not to the extent you say it. I always think of this gumball video when I think of immigration. I'll play it at the end of my show today, the gumball video. It's very good. Whenever I think of immigration, I think of the gumball video, so I'll play that. Miss Bliss says, papers prove he's been selling info to China, I think. Go ye. Once you go white, everything's tight. Fuck me, they've ruined Scooby-Doo, one of my favorite childhood shows growing up. Will Fat Albert be white next? No, they will never make Fat Albert white. That would be appropriation, you fool. That'd be racist. It's okay when it's the other way around, you see. It's okay. First off, yes, go ye. And also, we talked about Scooby-Doo, so there you go, enjoy. The Scooby-Doo talk. The talking about Scooby-Doo and things. Yeah, they ruin everything I loved as a child. They ruin it all. I liked A Pup Named Scooby-Doo. That was my favorite. A Pup Named Scooby-Doo. Had a bit of a seizure right there. It was always on at like fucking 5 a.m. I could never watch it. Fucking A. I have nothing of substance to say, but I just wanted to say you were a fucking nigger. Thank you. You're a fucking nigger as well. Fuck you. Miss Bliss says, rather be a nigger than a kike. You know, I'd rather not be either. I'd rather not be either. Okay, let's go. Odyssey. My Odyssey bros. Normies always notice too late, even after literal years of warnings. Oh well, they get what they deserve. In terms of the vax, yes, they took it all. They get what they deserve. It's hilarious watching them scramble about. It's funny. It's hilarious. Yes. Yes, it's funny and hilarious. You were all wrong. You're all going to die of a heart attack. Ha ha. You're going to die of a heart attack. You want some of my blood? You want some of my pure blood? $10,000, please. Very, very rare. Stravin says, you know what's funny to me right now? I know I'm an idiot in far too many ways. Got a good head on my shoulders. Especially common sense-wise. But I know I'm no brainiac or wise guy, barring jokes at times. So when I look back, it's so many people that happily took this shit despite the clear risk, the clear danger and all the many warnings, including for me, a brother, and so many others. Ooh, your own family. I at least understood that for all my idiocy, I'm no fucking normie. Dude, you know what got me the biggest was when they got full immunity from lawsuits. When they got full immunity from you being able to sue them, it's like, what? Whoa. You're telling me they're going to rush this vaccine out that they're not even going to test? We knew they didn't test it because it takes years and years to test a vaccine properly. And they had weeks, you fucking idiots, weeks. Come on, use your fucking brain, you normies. Use your brain. Okay, you had fucking weeks to make a vaccine. And then they also get lawsuit immunity? Not taking it, sorry. Come on, man. Come on, so obvious. Fucking crazy motherfuckers. And with for your brother, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The idiot. My own family are very leftist as well. The brainwashing is powerful. The Jews are good, man. Jews are fucking good. They turn families against each other. They use infighting. I mean, that's what they want. They want Goyim fighting each other. They want Goyim fighting. When Goyim are fighting, they aren't fighting the Jews. And did you also hear when all those planes went down? When all the planes went down for that thing, you know what planes did not go down? The ones to Israel. Israel flights continued, unabated. Israel. You are our true enemy, Israel. You are our true enemy. I make weird mouth noises sometimes. It's great. Especially when I'm talking about Israel. Am I like Ethan Klein? Have you guys seen Ethan Klein when he's taught? When he's just sitting there, he's like, I don't know, he makes all these weird fucking noises and he's like choking on his own fucking evil or something. I don't know. Fucking kike. That's the H3 guy. It sucks I know that dude's name. Lou, the other Lou says, sorry, normies, you failed the IQ test. Yeah. Agent of Social Media Chaos says, Scooby-Doo hasn't been good since 2018 when they released the live-action Daphne and Velma movie. Was that good? I stopped watching in 2019 after the horrible Curse of the 13th Ghost movie, which took a dump on the 13th Ghost Scooby-Doo show from the 80s. I didn't watch any of the live-action Scooby-Doo. I thought they all sucked dick. I liked the old classic Scooby-Doo, though. It was great. Yep, Mystery Machine. I loved it. But it always suffered from that flavor of the week monster, and it always ended where it began. Ugh, I hated that storytelling. I hated it. I like how everything has a progression now. It's good. I like it. If you guys had it how it used to be, oh, I hated it. Just everything was exactly where it started. They introduce a new character. Oh, well, that character's gone by the end of the fucking show. Sucked. But it can go too far in the other direction as well. Agent of Social Media Chaos says, Norville Rogers was Shaggy's real name in the original. Shaggy was his nickname. I did not know that. I did not know that. Cool. Weird. But cool factoid. It should have stayed Shaggy. And then he says some stuff about that's glowy about witches and the punishment for treason, which I will not go into. That's it. That's the show, guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. I love it when you like. I love that so much. It's amazing. Thank you for the one member I have on Odyssey. Thank you, Clown World Archive. 2 fucking months. Thank you. Thank you, you motherfucker. You're amazing. The Clown World Archive. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out, motherfucker. You're my only supporter. You're amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You're a blessed individual. I love you. So there we go. Those are my shout outs and my yells to my friends. Thank you. Shows are for you guys, so that's why I do them. And they're also for me a little bit, I guess. I guess. Maybe I'm a bit egotistical, I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of egotisticalness in there. I love you all. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Some people say that mass immigration into the United States can help reduce world poverty. Is that true? Well, no, it's not. And let me show you why. This gumball represents the 1 million legal immigrants that the United States has taken every year on average since 1990. Now, who in the world deserves our humanitarian compassion? The World Bank has one measure of the desperately poor of the world. They make less than $2 a day. And how many people make less than $2 a day in the world? Well, let's start with Africa. In Africa alone, there are 650 million people who make less than $2 a day. 650 million. And in India, another 890 million people, desperately poor. China adds another 480 million people, making less than $2 a day. And unfortunately, the rest of Asia has a heartbreaking 810 million people who the World Bank says make less than $2 a day. And finally, there's 105 million of Latin America's population that are desperately poor. All told, the World Bank says there are 3 billion people in the world, 3 billion people who are desperately poor, making less than $2 a day. That's 3,000 gumballs. And every year, we take 1 million and suggest that we've somehow made a humanitarian difference. Of course, we don't pull our immigrants from these desperately poor populations, do we? These people are too poor, too sick, too disconnected to make it here as immigrants. We tend to pull our immigrants out of the better off poor of the world. And Mexico tends to define the type of immigrant that we bring here because the plurality of people come from Mexico. And Mexico is poor. How many people in the world live in countries that have average incomes lower than that of Mexico? And the World Bank tells us that that number is these 3 billion plus another 2.6 billion people. 5.6 billion people in the world who live in countries with average incomes below that of Mexico. That's 5,600 gumballs. And so what is it that the elites are telling us? They're telling us that when we take this 1 million immigrants, that we somehow or another are tackling world poverty. And we have to do it regardless of the effect on our unemployed, the working poor, the most vulnerable members of our society, regardless of the effect on our natural resources. Even if we went by the most radical proposals in Washington, which are to actually double our immigration to 2 million a year, which would totally overwhelm our physical, natural, and social infrastructures, we couldn't make a noticeable difference. The impossibility of making even a dent is actually worse than it looks here. Because last year, when we took 1 million immigrants, these countries added, births over deaths, 80 million more people into the impoverished population. And this year, Congress is bringing in 1 million legal immigrants. And this year, according to the United Nations, these countries are expected to add another 80 million people. And next year, you can be quite sure that Congress, unless stopped by the American voters, will bring in another 1 million immigrants. And these countries, unfortunately, will be adding another 80 million people into these impoverished nations. We could take 5 million a year, but we'd never get ahead of what's happening in these countries, not in this century. Don't you see? Immigration can never be an effective or significant way to deal with the suffering people of the world.